Sunny 101.5, 741.
Sunny 101.5 with Jack, Steve, and Tracy's Life Hacks.
Mine, I've never, Ellie's in a toddler bed.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
So for her to fall out is literally rolling on the floor, basically.
It's a big girl bed.
It is a big girl
bed.
It's
a big girl bed, yes.
And she shows everyone, and then I can have to tell everyone she doesn't really stay in it. But not that she falls out.
Yeah.
She just isn't,
you know, it's
fond
crazy.
Of it
so
yet.
She felt that, like, the trick is you got to have her fall asleep. First, you got to watch something really boring, like, and I don't want to insult anyone, but Antiques Roadshow that puts both of us out.
Yeah.
She falls right asleep when they start talking about
painting. That's a good one
values,
to fall asleep
right?
to. Yeah.
So she falls asleep. I wait about 5 minutes, maybe check my email, something like that. It's mm-hmm. just, and then she's, and then as I get up, she wakes up. No. Right? And then you put her in the bed.
Mm-hmm.
And then you got to stand in the, outside the room for, I don't know, 5 minutes because she'll turn. Dada, dada. And I'm right here. Go back to bed. Dada, dada. No, I'm right here. So she doesn't fall out of the bed. But if you have kids that fall out of the bed, take one of those pool noodles.
Yeah.
Right? Mm-hmm. And you put that underneath the sheet.
Sheet.
Right, the
fetid
sheet.
That's
and
a good idea.
That'll kind of put that doesn't like move like a pillow per se or anything
right.
like that.
You know, you can also do that in an RV when they're up on the bunk and they're nervous that they're going to fall off. And you put that under there and
that's really smart.
Yeah. See, I was, you know, when I was
a
kid.
Or a camper or whatever. I know a lot of people do that.
I know, you slept uphill both ways. I got
it.
No,
when I was a kid, and I guess not even a kid.
We didn't sleep. We worked 40 hours a week.
They let you fall out, and that's what happened.
No, I always, when to the bunks, bunk beds, uh-huh. I always had to sleep on the top. Because I was paranoid on the bottom.
So it would fall on you?
That it would fall on me. Yeah, I couldn't do it. I couldn't do it. Couldn't do it.
Interesting.
I could not fall asleep. On top.
Now, were you ever afraid of falling off?
No. It didn't even cross my mind until I did it once.
You did fall off?
Yeah, I did.
And then you never. Then it was. He was like plastered on the wall. Like sleep on the wall.
No, I could never sleep in the bottom bunk. Couldn't do it. Probably to this day, the same way.
I hope my kids aren't hearing this because then they'll be wigged out.
Mm-hmm.
All right. So mine is, you know, I actually did not know about this, but I have a story to share related to it. You can clean a foggy mirror with shaving cream, and that actually keeps it from steaming up for a couple of weeks.
Is that right?
Right. So
shaving
cream? Yeah, you clean the mirror, you put shaving cream
on
it.
Now, when you clean it off, you take a razor
you wipe it with a paper towel or a rag.
All right.
And then for a good solid 2 weeks, it keeps it from fogging up when you're in the shower.
I didn't know that.
So, but true story, this was a long time ago. My husband actually wrote me a message in the shaving cream and then, you know, wiped it off. And why didn't know about this? And he wasn't home.
Oh, and it showed every time.
And I'm, you know, it's steaming and I look out. And I can still see it to this day. And it's the water's dripping and there's this message. And I'm like,
well, it's like a Stephen King.
Oh my gosh. I was like, somebody's in the house. I seriously was totally, totally wigged out by it. Here was this sweet gesture. And I thought somebody was in the house.
Jack does that in his mirror, but it just says, Jack, be the best you can today. It's just daily affirmations.
Okay. Now, I finally figured this out because I know I bet you do this, Tracy, because you are very, very photogenic. Any pictures I've ever seen you in, you just take a great picture, always.
Oh, well, thank you.
Seriously. I can't stand taking pictures.
We just have to teach you how to Instagram them on up, Jack.
I can't deal with them. Yours, every time I see you on Facebook or whatever, it's always perfect, and I know what you're doing. This is my life hack.
Okay,
if you want to take that perfect picture, what you do right before they take the picture, think of being with someone you love the moment before you get your picture taken, and you'll end up with a natural smile every time. So isn't that doesn't that work?
Absolutely.
So there you go.
My daughter, London, has a hard time with this. She always has a fake smile, and I always tell her, just think of something happy.
Yeah.
That's sort of the same thing, right?
I'm going to try that. I'm going to try that next time. That's a nice smile you got. You still look horrible, but at least you're smiling.
Jack, Steve, and Tracy's Life Hacks. Making life just a bit easier. 101.5